Hey guys, welcome back to Me Versus My PMDD. Today is the 2nd of May. Ooh, excuse me, I just ate a lot. Okay. I'm Livy, your host, and I'm just gonna take you throughout my day. Okay, so in the morning, I woke up really actually rested today, and I rocked my way to school, listening to my jams, and it was actually pretty lit. So, eventually, I got to first period, and APUSH was actually really fun and easy this time. We actually just watched a video and talked about simple shit, like a DBQ and multiple questions, like multiple choice questions. And at this point, I know what that is. You're just writing an essay and picking answers to questions. And it's simple, because I'm really good at remembering history. And, turns out I made a 98 on my geometry test that I did yesterday, so score on that. And, one of my best friends, I told her I was actually getting a, one of those, like, the jewel. We're gonna call it a J for now, but I'm getting a J, and one of my friends was all like, "Yo, cool, if I pay you, can I get one too?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" Because, I mean, basically, why not? I mean, she's paying me for it, so we all, you know, we all get paid in some way. So, I mean, heck yeah, I'm gonna do it. She's getting a starter kit, though. I'm just getting one of my friends who's already had one, so hers was cheaper. And, eventually I went to lunch, and it was actually really interesting today. Hold on. Okay, so what the heck happened to my screen? Okay, hold on. Sorry, I was looking at something. Lunch was actually really funny and hilarious. Garrett was about to go to Worlds tomorrow, and I'm gonna miss my man because I love him so much. And he's like my gay best friend. I can't live without him. And, we basically made fun of this bird that always attacks people in the courtyard. We call her Bianca because she just swoops down and she tries to snatch people's wigs, and that's what Bianca Del Rio does. So I'm like, why don't we just call her fucking Bianca? And so her name is Bianca now. It's really funny because she does it about once or twice a day, and the black people all run outside, and I'm just over here like, oh, this is so funny. And everyone just sits there watching it. It's like a TV through a window. It's just beautiful. But, basically, during lunch, I asked one of my friends if she was, like, you know, like, if her crush asked her out, because they were snuggling in the corner, and I was like, has she asked her out? And then he looked at me and just flicked me off and then walked away, and I was like, well, you're nice, but he's a fucking bitch, and, he has changed. She used to be one of my guy best friends. I don't know what happened. He's just changed so much. And I just don't get him now. He's not. Doesn't make any sense anymore. So, eventually, I went to English and I took a nap. And in forensics, I also took a nap, and I finally told one of my friends, Alyssa, different Alyssa from Color Guard, but I told her that I was finally gonna get a motherfucking J, and she was so happy. And so they were selling donuts today, and legit, like, they got like 100 dozen, and they sold out in about fucking 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding you. They were supposed to call the students down at 2:15, but someone got sent an email that they were selling them after school. But once everyone realized that they were selling them at a certain spot and already set up, people started running there before 8th period. And that's our last period of the day. and they were sold out in like 5 seconds. Miss Lowe, our one of our principals, tried to stop everyone, and I was like, girl, you know no one's gonna listen to you. And I was right. Basically, they sold out in 5 minutes flat. But like in Color Guard, it was actually easy because we had all we had to do was just decorate all the tables, because it was our last band concert tonight, and you know, they're gonna make it all fancy and emotional and shit. But it was pretty easy, actually. They just had blue tablecloths and cute little flower holders. But then I realized we have to stay for fittings. And so we stayed there for a whole hour while everyone argued. Since my sponsor, Miss Rose No, is basically leaving next year, Miss Waddy was trying to take control the whole time, but Miss Rose No was there, and I was like, are you kidding me? It was some bullshit. They both, like, just let Miss Rose No finish her job and then get into it, Miss Waddy. Like, chill out. My God. But I got real bored real fast. And actually, guess what? So one of my friends, her name is, we're just gonna call her Lola for short. Lola had a boyfriend, and Lola's one of those very Christian, quiet, very nice people, but she's slowly turning into a little bit of a bitch. But that's okay. But basically, whenever she comes to dating, everyone on the guard's like cooing over how adorable it is. And, you know, because they're, you know, the relationship she has is actually adorable and, like, fairytale-like. And basically, her boyfriend broke up with her because he was a bit of an asshole. And I was like, well, I'm not surprised. She does like a little bit of a bad boy, but like not that much, obviously. It only lasted a week anyway. And so I went to the gas station after school and paid for gas. And then I got the money for the J. And then I went home. And I finally started talking to that guy that I was talking about yesterday. And he's really sweet. His name's Nick, and he's the sweetest guy. It's hard to find people like that. And eventually I took Layla on a walk and enjoyed talking to Nick the whole time. And dear God, if I chafe for the last fucking time, I'm gonna fucking fall down and just chop off my legs. Because I'm chafing, my shins hurt, and my back is killing me. But I talked to Nick most of the time, just basically while I was in the shower, you know, right before I went to sleep. And while I was babysitting even my sister's cat, I was talking to him. And we talked for like hours. I'm not even kidding you. It was perfect. And he has like, you know, he told me some personal shit, and I shared too. And eventually I fell asleep to watching YouTube and being really happy about things. For real, he, you know, is an actual nice person. And it's hard to find people like that. Most people, like, you can't even find a nice guy anymore. You just, all they want to do is fuck. And I'm like, well, fudge. Basically, that was the rest of my day. So I hope you enjoyed and have a good day yourself. I'll probably post tomorrow. Not too sure, but it depends on how I'm feeling. and practice and stuff, because I've been mostly practicing on my triple, and I'm actually catching it very well, and so I'm actually really happy with myself. So I hope you have a good night. Thanks for listening.